From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. For Central American migrants trying to reach the U.S., the dangers are many. Tighter border restrictions and the bad economy in the U.S. are only one side of the picture. Each year, tens of thousands of migrants are robbed, kidnapped, even killed in Mexico as they attempt to cross the country. NPR's Mexico correspondent Jason Beaubien has been listening to some migrants' stories.
2 months ago, 29-year-old Maria Peña Rivas decided to give up on Honduras. Her country, which was already one of the poorest in the hemisphere, is in turmoil as two men lay claim to the presidency. Peña sent her 9-year-old son off to live with her mother. She moved her 11-year-old daughter in with her grandmother, and then Peña and two of her friends set off for the United States. They just crossed the border between Guatemala and Mexico when a group of young men surrounded them. The same day that we entered was the day they attacked us, Peña says. They shoved me down into a ravine and I broke my left arm. She passed out. When she woke up, she was in a hospital, and all of her possessions, her money, her clothes, her passport, were gone. Including my friends, my companions. I never found out anything about them, she says. Peña was transferred to 5 different public hospitals before ending up at the Albergue de Buen Pastor in the southern Mexican city of Tapachula. Among the residents at this shelter, Peña is one of the lucky ones. Many of the others are recovering from amputations after falling under the Beast, a freight train that's a major mode of transportation for Central American migrants. Doña Olga Sanchez Martinez runs the shelter. We get women who've been raped, men who've been raped, she says. People come in who've been attacked, people who've had different types of accidents on the road. We take them in. Doña Olga says in the past she rarely heard of anyone trying to kidnap migrants, but now it's common. Los Zetas, the enforcement arm of one of the Mexican drug cartels, charge fees for migrants to pass, and they abduct others. With a tropical rain pounding down on her roof, Doña Olga says migrants are like bait, attracting criminals and corrupt officials. They're carrying a little bit of money. Some have sold their TV or their small house back in their country, she says, and they're carrying this money with them. Doña Olga says the number of people heading north has gone down somewhat as word spreads that it's harder to get to the U.S. and harder to find work. But she adds, no crisis is going to affect the flow of migrants, she says. Our neighboring countries are very poor. The people continue to try to find better opportunities, and their goal is the United States. Mexico's Human Rights Commission, in a report issued earlier this year, said roughly 1,500 migrants get kidnapped each month trying to cross Mexico. Last month, the Mexican army stormed a house in Veracruz and found 25 Central American migrants being held for ransom. A couple of days later, the military freed 120 migrant hostages in a compound in Reynosa, just across from McAllen, Texas. The kidnappers often kill or severely beat one of the hostages to convince the others that they're serious.
If they find me in a train, they're going to kill me. They're going to kidnap me. They're going to take my money.
Willie Goodman, who was born in El Salvador but grew up in Los Angeles, is in Tapachula trying to get a Mexican visa because he's terrified of crossing Mexico illegally.
One of the things that people do is call you family. When you're on the train, they say you have a family in the United States, and when you say yes, they get the phone and they start calling you family. They say, if you don't give me $2,000 or $3,000, this man gonna die.
Goodman says he was deported 4 months ago to El Salvador for driving without a license. Goodman is 37 years old. The last time he made this journey, he was 14. He's not worried about crossing from Tijuana back into San Diego. He says that'll be easy. Right now, his big concern is getting from Mexico's southern tip to its northernmost city.
My wife, she's American. She's a citizen. That's one of the things that I want to go back, because I don't want to lose my family.
2 months after he was sent back to El Salvador, his wife gave birth to their first child. Goodman says he's kicking himself for never getting his U.S. immigration status sorted out.
One day we'll be together and this is going to be a bad dream, you know, but I'm never going to drive again. One of the things, you know, I learned, it cost me a lot.
And he doesn't want it to cost him his life. So right now he's waiting in Tapachula until he can get a proper Mexican visa and travel to Tijuana legally before trying to cross illegally into the U.S. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.